就在美国神韵国际艺术团即将开始在加拿大东部第四个城市的巡回演出之际，又收到了加拿大联邦自然资源部长、外交部美洲事务内阁部长和联邦祖义文化委员会主席发来的贺信。
这次向神韵艺术团表达祝贺的有联邦自然资源部长丽莎·瑞特、联邦外交部美洲事务内阁部长彼得·肯特和联邦祖籍文化委员会主席盖瑞·薛伦伯格。自然资源部长瑞特在贺信中说，神韵的中国古典舞表演在世界舞台上独领风骚，这已经是一个真正的成功故事。他感谢神韵把中国文化带到了加拿大。
I think it's an incredible ability for Canadians to see beautiful art, beautiful dancing, shows that are based in other cultures that you may not necessarily get the opportunity to see, especially when it's so professional and it's world class.
美洲事务部长肯特看过神韵演出，他说神韵全面展示了中国文化悠久丰富的传统风俗和美，看过神韵的观众都用辉煌的色彩、振奋人心、美妙优雅及令人震撼等词汇来形容这个壮观的演出。国会祖籍文化委员会主席薛伦伯格则说，他相信有幸观看这场奇妙演出的观众一定会带着回味和启迪离开剧院。在神韵2010年加拿大巡回演出之际，总理史蒂芬·哈珀、联邦公民移民及多元文化部长杰森·肯尼、渥太华市长莱瑞·欧伯瑞及多位国会议员均祝贺神韵演出取得成功。目前美国神韵国际艺术团刚刚结束了在加拿大双子城基奇纳滑铁卢、首都渥太华和艺术之都蒙特利尔的十场演出，获得巨大成功。1月19日，神韵将开始在汉密尔顿的两场演出。新唐人记者邱明，多伦多报道。
神韵在加拿大密西沙加市的首场演出取得了成功，全场爆满。看过演出的密西沙加市市长说，如果神韵再次来到该市，一定还是满场。
剧场中的每一位观众都聚精会神地观看演出，不愿错过舞台上的每一幕，其中包括这位88岁的市长麦克卡林女士。她领导了密西沙加市31年，是加拿大的知名人物，也是全球任期最长的市长。今晚他是专程慕名前来观看演出的，在演出结束后的招待会上，他感慨度过了一个最难忘的夜晚。
What a treat! The color was magnificent. The costumes were just beautiful, and so light. You know, I just love to get out there with them and dance with the
stage. 他相信神韵一定会在世界上广泛流传。
What a show! What a performance! What beautiful color! What beautiful dancing! Exceptional! I'm just delighted that they've come this year, and as I say, I hope they'll be back next year, because we will fill the theater again. And the news about the outstanding performance will spread far and wide, and people will look forward to them coming back next year.
这是新唐人记者可欣，加拿大多伦多报道。
美国神韵国际艺术团在安省的商业城密西沙加市的首演告捷，来自该市的政治家，甚至来自多伦多和其他地区的政要也前往观看了演出。下面请看报道。
演出结束，观众们用热烈的掌声来感谢神韵艺术团带来了如此美好的节目。前来观看演出的观众中也不乏政要，他们说当大幕拉开时就被震惊了。
Oh, well, when the curtains first opened up, I was like, wow. It was just a splash of colors and some beautiful colors, but you know, it was controlled movement of color.
It was so beautifully constructed, and my heart goes out to the performers who have worked so hard, obviously, to make such a success of it. We thank them for all that they've done to bring these beautiful expressions of Chinese culture to life.
当然，从色彩、音乐到演出的内涵，都让他们感到叹服。
Not only the color, but the dance, the song, some of the words, some of the symbols.The permutations and combinations are so wonderful that you can shape the message to the audience. And
so I thought it was important that somebody is remembering the cultural traditions and celebrating them, and that takes a lot of courage to do that. So I was very happy to see that too.
I'm very attracted to drums, And I think the part towards the end where they had the drum on stage was that part which was most exciting for me. But overall, I must say I enjoyed it all. It was so beautiful.
每当大幕落下，剧院内的每一位观众都对演出报以热烈的掌声。神韵国际艺术团在密西沙加市这座商业城市的首场演出获得成功，相信明天来观看演出的观众朋友也一定会满意而归。这里是新唐人记者可心，密西沙加为您采访报道。
美国神韵国际艺术团将于今晚开始在加拿大安省的商业重镇密西沙加演出。早在十天以前，三场演出的门票就已经售空，而这也是神韵在加拿大东部城市巡回的最后一站。
这是神韵艺术团第一次到密西沙加的艺术中心演出，时间是22号和23号，共三场。早在开演的十天前，3000多张门票就已经售空。密西沙加艺术中心位于密市的中部，对于该市的70多万居民来说，艺术中心是他们欣赏歌剧、音乐会等演出的主要去处。作为加拿大的第六大城市，密西沙加拥有大约55000家企业，是加拿大的商业重镇。在全球的500强公司中，有61家把加拿大的总部设在该市。同时，密西沙加也是多伦多的卫星城市，隶属于大多伦多地区。这是新唐人记者林飞加拿大多伦多报道。
1月23号，美国神韵国际艺术团在加拿大密西沙加市的最后一场演出圆满落幕了。这意味着神韵在加拿大东部城市的巡回演出已经结束。等到3月下旬，神韵艺术团又将开始在加拿大中西部城市的巡回演出。
演出结束，演员们两度谢幕。23号，在密西沙加艺术中心内的2000多名现场观众，在神韵艺术家的完美演出中度过了难忘的时刻。
I am extremely impressed. They are excellent performers. They're a great ensemble. They work together beautifully. I think the orchestra is quite extraordinary as well. I am extremely impressed with the quality of the sound the orchestra is producing.
Music was beautiful. I found myself occasionally closing my eyes and experiencing, you know, just exactly all the sights and the sounds that were coming my way.
It takes a lot of skill, not only in the dance, but the skill to be able to move the blossoms around and make the blossoms dance like they do. It's beautiful.
从首场演出开始，神韵在加拿大走过的每一个剧院都是满场。短短的21天里，艺术团完成了在基奇纳滑铁卢、渥太华、蒙特利尔等5个城市的15场演出。大约30000名现场观众欣赏到了这一场文化与艺术的盛宴。不论是政治界、艺术界、商界名流，还是普通观众，无不为之而折服。
It's hard to put it into words, so I will tell them.I will describe it to the best of my ability, but that's very limited.
The show was awesome in the sense of what awesome really means. Very, very difficult to describe the high level of performance, the spectacular show itself.
Last year was superb, but this year I can't find a superlative to excel.
C'est des prouesses que même moi je pourrais jamais faire, donc ça m'a beaucoup impressionné.
有这么一个很好的一台节目，马上就把这个把这个加拿大的冬天，极其寒冷的冬天，马上变成春天了。
很骄傲，很自豪。
到3月下旬，神韵艺术团就将去往加拿大中西部的温哥华、卡尔加里、里贾纳、埃德蒙顿、温尼伯演出13场。5月7号。神韵艺术团又将回到多伦多的嘉能剧院，为那里的观众演出4场。这是新唐人记者邱明，加拿大密西沙加报道。
有着部分中国血统的艾莉诺是加拿大劳瑞尔大学的英文教授，同时他也是作家，还曾经担任加拿大英文系主任协会会长。他和女儿一起观看了美国神韵国际艺术团在安省密西沙加市的演出，并高兴地和大家分享了自己的感受。下面请看报道。
Quite enchanting and entertaining, and at the same time giving quite a very good sense of the culture of different parts of China.
尽管艾莉诺的本行是教授英文，但也许因为她有好几年都担任英文与电影研究系主席的缘故，她对晚会中高科技背景天幕与演员服装的完美结合非常着迷。
In the way in which it was not just landscape, but often there were figures that moved,
in the story of the splitting mountain, for example, the mountain actually, you know, you could see the character going with the axe and then the mountain actually split and you could see her coming out of the mountain. So the backdrop blended with the costume. It looked like the people were actually going into the mountain.
她11岁的女儿学习小提琴，因此艾莉诺还特别留心二胡演奏家美璇的独奏，发现令她大开眼界。
Well, I was watching, and it was a very, very slender, scroll, but she was able to produce a lot of different sounds, you know, quite high and also quite melodic and mellow. And it was a different way of holding the bow, so I had not seen that before.
艾莉诺说，带女儿来看演出，就是为了让她了解不同的文化，而神韵晚会表达了与西方的传统理念相类似的教化，对社会大有裨益。
The teachings are very good about restraint and fighting only when it's necessary and also looking forward to something that's heavenly. The fact that we have lost something as we come to earth and that there's something spiritual that's lost when there are lots of materialism and kind of greed and fighting and that there's something that's divine that could be achieved in a different kind of existence.
新唐人记者邱明，加拿大密西沙加报道。
在加拿大密西沙加市的艺术中心连续两天满场，前来观看美国神韵国际艺术团演出的有普通观众，也有从事表演艺术的专业人士，对他们而言也更能体会演出的艺术性。
这是温妮莎·夏伍德连续四次观看神韵晚会。作为加拿大国家芭蕾舞团的前首席舞蹈演员，夏伍德说，神韵演员演绎的各种中国民族舞是吸引他前来观看的原因。
It's really nice to see the different kinds of dances because obviously China is huge, so it has so many different kinds. I mean, it's really fascinating. Interesting to see the Tibetan dances.Which were very lively, actually, more lively than I expected, and quite different from the Mongolian dances, which I always enjoy.
而对于女高音路易斯·雷恩来说，最打动她的是神韵歌唱家的表现力。
I thought that the soprano and the gentleman that sang as well were wonderful. You could tell that they were passionate about what they were singing about. Because I'm an entertainer and I'm a soprano as well, I found that she was very much in tune with what she was singing. When you're an entertainer, I find, especially as a vocalist, you want to express the words to people. And she was telling a story. And that's something I learned a long time ago, that when people are singing, like myself, like the vocalist today, that they were telling a story. And that they very much wanted to grasp, you know, the audience. They wanted to express to them that I have a story to tell.
雷恩的丈夫让·詹姆士是一名钢琴教师，他说无法向朋友描述他们今晚的感受，只有他们自己亲自体验过后才能知道。
They would definitely have to come and see it for themselves because it's very difficult to explain the impact of all those three elements, the music and the backdrop and the dancing. It's very difficult, but it's wonderful, something they shouldn't miss for sure.
这是新唐人记者林飞，加拿大多伦多报道。
美国神韵国际艺术团在加拿大安省工业重镇密西加沙市的三场演出吸引了不少艺术和电视业界人士前来观赏。他们称赞神韵演出绚丽多彩，非凡而独特，同时也从神韵中体会到中国传统文化的重要。
约克大学前艺术学院副院长辛格教授从事表演教学和电视制作30多年，他曾担任国家艺术中心的青年艺术总监，还在多家主流电视台出任新闻和电视剧总监。他说自己被神韵深深吸引了。
This is an extremely entertaining, and the word that occurs to me first and foremost is colorful, one of the most colorful presentations that I've seen in a long time.
他认为神韵的绚丽多彩不仅是视觉上的，也体现在中西合璧的乐队所带来的听觉享受上。
The melding of the two is quite exceptional. Again, how they managed to do this to be able to appeal to a Western audience, but at the same time still stay true to the classical tradition, is an extraordinary feat.
另一位独立电视节目制作人麦考伊恩说， 神韵演出太独特了，他将久久回味。
It was absolutely fabulous, incredibly actually educational on the Chinese culture, which I was not familiar with. I found that interesting. The dance was fascinating, incredibly unique. I'd never seen anything like it actually, with the long sleeves. I just found the entire experience was really something that I will talk about for some time to come.
而对辛格而言，除了被神韵艺术所震撼，他还从中得到启示，中国传统文化非常重要。
With China emerging as a major, major power, and with more of the world turning to the East and going, we'd better start recognizing what they do. I think that's what I sat back and thought about frequently. I went, there's a lot here that I'd better take notice of because it's becoming something very important.
新唐人记者邱明，加拿大密西沙加报道。
美国神韵国际艺术团结束了在加拿大密西沙加市的第二场演出后，很多来自中国大陆观看演出的新移民脸上洋溢着激动与幸福的表情。下面来看报道。
比较高兴，比较兴奋，希望把这种中国文化更加发扬传统光大。
神韵所体现的中国传统文化和不同民族特色的舞蹈，让刚到海外半年的于小姐兴奋不已。
通过舞蹈的形式，一是觉得这个就是那个场景啊，还有那科技啊也比较高一些，以前没有见过。再就是说，通过舞蹈的形式，也能让更亲近的接触这些更传统的故事。
神韵乐团优雅的中西合璧的古典音乐，令刚刚从大陆来到加拿大四个月的陈女士感到心情放松平静。
听的音乐感觉特别舒服，就特别的美，觉得。整个古典音乐的话是说让西方了解中国。
来到这里半年多的乔先生表示，神韵尽在舞蹈中。
就觉得能够在这里，就特别是外国人的地方都有中国人的节目，觉得很兴奋。整个演出都很精彩，表演出来的那个神就神韵了，真的。
新唐人记者可欣，密西沙加采访报道。
美国神韵国际艺术团已经在加拿大汉密尔顿市结束了首场演出，这是艺术团在加拿大的第四站。让我们去这个有50万人口的城市，看看那里的观众看完神韵演出后的反馈。
汉密尔顿剧院在19号晚座无虚席，近1700张门票全部售空。当演出结束后，观众们掌声雷动，为此神韵演员谢了三次幕。
And it's, we love the colorful costumes. The athletics of the dancers is amazing.
And we love the show. The costumes were great. The scenery, going back to nature was brilliant. Explaining the culture was brilliant. But the message, I think, was very deep and profound.
而对于演出的节目，每位观众都有自己的不同喜好。
It was so amazing. The singers really touched me because their voices were so beautiful and they just were so powerful and it just really inspired me tonight to hear them.
The backdrop is unique. I have never seen that type of, combining the coming and going of the spirits and it rounds out the whole stage with that ending and starting with the entrance of the divine ones.
Everyone was like a different gem, like a different stone. One was ruby, one was sapphire, the other was jade.
神韵在哈密尔顿的首场演出已经落幕了。有观众说，希望神韵明年能在这里多办几场，这样他们的亲朋好友也都能有机会领略到神韵的风采。这是新唐人记者林飞，加拿大哈密尔顿报道。
2007年到2010年，加拿大举办神韵演出的城市迅速增加。从渥太华、多伦多等大都市开始，风靡世界的神韵的风采也到达了范围更广的周边城市。有着瀑布之都美称的汉密尔顿市于1月19号至20号第一次举办神韵晚会。现场观众被神韵的演出所展现出的绚丽魅力所倾倒，赞叹不已。
格比女士经营着一家酒店，看完神韵国际艺术团的表演后，兴奋与喜悦的心情溢于言表。她赞叹神韵制作精彩杰出，音乐让人心旷神怡。
Nice, the colors are just amazing. I really enjoy the music. Beautiful, beautiful music. You can dream. And the stories were very interesting too. Taught us a little bit about the culture.
他称赞舞蹈演员气质高贵典雅，专业水平世界一流。
very amazing. You could tell how, well, they are so similar. They have this similar size, so it looks so elegant and perfect. It really is amazing. Yes, they did a great, great job.
曾经与朋友邀请音乐家到哈密尔顿来演出的教师玛丽简女士也被神韵舞蹈演员们优美出色的表演所感染，表示自己都想学习中国古典舞了。
Oh, it's exquisitely beautiful, yes, and very athletic. The gentleman looks strong but graceful at the same time, and just everybody's posture, and it was exquisite. What we liked is the way that everybody was part of it. You know, they asked if we would like our children to go and learn traditional Chinese dance. We'd like to learn it ourselves, too.
全善全美的神韵晚会让全场不同年龄阶段的观众都陶醉其中，感受着神韵无比辉煌的风采。
Everybody could enjoy that. I could see that there were children there, and they were quite active. They recognized some names of the stories and that, so it was amazing for them, and I think for older people too.
新唐人记者陈旭，加拿大哈密尔顿报道。
神韵国际艺术团在加拿大的巡回演出获得了巨大的成功，包括首都渥太华、基奇纳、滑铁卢以及蒙特利尔几个城市的演出都是盛况空前。在哈密尔顿市，该市的市长弗莱德·艾森伯格先生特别发来了贺信，欢迎神韵国际艺术团在19号和20号两天在该市的首场演出。
哈密尔顿市市长艾森伯格先生在贺信中说，他非常荣幸地代表哈密尔顿市欢迎神韵艺术团的到来。作为全球最杰出的中国舞蹈和音乐团体，神韵艺术团已经倾倒了全世界100多个城市的观众，并赢得了高度赞颂，为中国传统文化注入了新的生命。观众将陶醉于隆隆强劲的鼓声和大师级歌唱家的歌声之中，自始至终感受前所未有的优美和魅力。市长还在信中赞扬和感谢演员们和组织者辛勤的工作与付出。位于安大略湖的港口城市哈密尔顿是加拿大十大城市之一，西临著名的尼亚加拉瀑布。作为重要的工业枢纽，哈密尔顿以船舶运输业、钢铁业和医疗业而闻名。
位于市中心的哈密尔顿剧院是当地最著名的剧院，可容纳2000多名观众。1月19日至20日，美国神韵国际艺术团在此闪亮登场，与观众见面。新唐人记者陈旭，加拿大哈密尔顿报道。
展现中华正统文化之美的神韵1月20号的晚间，在加拿大哈密尔顿市的最后一场演出取得圆满成功。现场的观众呢，是用热烈的掌声来表达他们内心的感动和欣喜。其中有一位中国大陆的新移民，对于神韵国际艺术团的表演赞不绝口。下面让我们来看一看本台记者从当地发来的报道。
刚刚抵达加拿大3个月的大陆新移民肖女士，在看到神韵晚会广告时，毫不犹豫地就买票与先生一起来观看。欣赏完演绎中华正统文化的神韵演出，让她倍感亲切和自豪。
特别美，服装也很美。
描述一下怎么美吗？
就是一种给人很美好的感觉吧。
是，
我觉得每一个民族都有它自己的特点，结合它的服装出来，给人不一样的感觉，觉得中国真的是一个很地大物博，然后各个都很丰富的一个国家。我觉得
绚丽多彩的服装令他耳目一新，他称赞演员们表演的丰富的民族舞蹈纯正而高超。
最喜欢的还是因为我比较喜欢苗族的那些服装啊舞蹈，所以那个苗族的舞我比较印象深刻。然后最后的那个节目我也觉得很喜欢，觉得特别亲切吧。他的服装啊，他出来的女子那种曼妙的那种舞姿啊，都很喜欢。
神韵独唱的音乐仿佛天籁一般，结合中西方经典乐器的现场伴奏音乐，使他感到心灵安详与宁静。
音乐也很美，很静，觉得挺好的。就是一些好像在现代这个社会好像很听到不多，就是觉得听完以后觉得很美好，就是这种感觉。
新唐人记者陈旭，加拿大哈密尔顿报道。
神韵在哈密尔顿的演出吸引了来自各行各业的观众。1月20日的演出中，有一对罗布索夫妇，身为钢琴家的先生和身为银行家的太太，都为神韵超脱世俗的美所倾倒。一起去听听他们是怎么说的。
Well, I have no words to describe it. You know, anything I can say doesn't give the right
judgment. It was wonderful. The dancing, the technique, the music, the colors, it was just...
Out of this world. Out of this world. What beautiful.
Anything we
can describe. That was my first experience. I loved it.
The music is excellent. I fell in love with, I forget the name, the little instrument, the two string. I had no idea where the sound was coming from, right? And I wish I could play that.
身为钢琴家的罗布索先生对中西乐器合奏赞不绝口。
It was wonderful. The mix was great, was perfect. And the orchestra, you know, I wish we could have seen who is playing the music because they were wonderful.
罗布索说他们完全看懂了舞剧中的故事。
Stories was, they were great. And even though there was no words, there was just dancing and music, we could understand everything by the movements, by the dancing.
罗布索说晚会的票是儿子送给他们的礼物，而他回家一定会将晚会的美好告诉儿子。
I have to sit down with them and just talk with my hands a lot and jump up and down. Once I talk to him about the show, is he going to rewrite to give us the tickets?
新唐人电视台记者黄安琪，加拿大哈密尔顿报道。
一月二十号的晚上十点半，美国神韵国际艺术团在加拿大哈密尔顿市的演出在热烈的掌声中圆满落幕。第一次迎来神韵的哈密尔顿观众被神韵的美好深深感动，纷纷表达出自己心中最真诚的赞美和感激。
从社会名流到教育界精英，从艺术家到商界领袖，哈密尔顿的观众们毫无保留地给予了神韵自己心中最高的评价。布洛克大学哲学系教授乔治·内森和太太朱迪说，晚会完全超乎他们的想象，他们已经等不及明年再来了。
I like the way that they kind of made the feminine side with the women very feminine and the masculine side was very masculine, sort of like Taoism. So I have to say that I was very impressed with it.
I was very touched by the show, the costumesAnd especially the beauty of the women and the coordination of the collective movement, it was so exquisite. And the choreography was breathtaking. So I just haven't seen so much beauty in one place in a long time. And then we were sighing a lot every time a new set came on, with a new set of colors, combination of colors and costumes, and the grace and the movement and the hands and everything. The way they look and it took, it just...Gasp, sigh, is exquisite.
哈密尔顿麦克马斯特大学校长执行助理拉斯克伯被晚会深深感染。
I just found it very, very exciting. Exciting, yes. Heartwarming. And I appreciated the fact that there was the MCs telling us what was going on, too. That was wonderful. And I like the spiritual aspect of it.
巴西商会会长巴普蒂斯塔认为晚会是一份难得的礼物。
A beautiful gift. It was very peaceful, and the beauty that is within the Asian culture and the centuries of love and friendship and everything beautiful that shows through the colorful costumes and what the Asian culture has shared throughout the world is amazing.
I enjoyed the show very much. It was a lovely show. It was very elegant. The costumes were beautiful.The athleticism of the dancers was amazing, and it was very touching. It was a beautiful show.
神韵的演出赢得了哈密尔顿市3500名观众的热烈掌声，圆满地结束了在这里的两场演出后，美国神韵国际艺术团将前往多伦多附近的密西沙加市，22号和23号将在那里上演三场。新唐人记者黄安琪在加拿大哈密尔顿市报道。
美国的神韵国际艺术团1月19号首次光临有瀑布之都美称的加拿大汉密尔顿市，神韵精湛的演出令来自不同阶层及不同族裔的观众所陶醉。在大学从事经济管理教学的雷德教授迫不及待地向记者分享他和夫人观看神韵后所得到的令人振奋的精神信息。
两年前在多伦多市第一次观看神韵的雷德教授表示非常高兴看到神韵在全球巡回演出中取得的成功。
So it's exciting to have a show in Hamilton that's so successful all over the globe.
刘德教授表示，晚会展现了中华不可思议的丰富历史，而在现代社会中，人很容易迷失在物质世界之内，彼此冷漠。如果人们都能用神韵所传达的善的信息去思考，就能解决很多问题。
It's one that celebrates being human and humanity on the face of the earth. That we in our daily lives it so easily get off course. The very broad message there, without getting specific about, you know, the spirituality involved, is that it's a very positive message. And certainly, as we look at problems around the world, whether it's global warming or, you know, the rising cost of fossil fuels that could, you know, start to constrain our economic growth, we need to look to other solutions.And we need to have a connection with each other and celebrate things other than materialistic things. And this brings that message very well, I thought.
雷德夫妇说，明年不管神韵在哪里演出，他们都不会错过这场精神和文化的盛宴。这是新唐人记者林飞，加拿大哈密尔顿报道。